bad.
No, it didn't hurt. Never hurt me. I've had black knees several times. But I had the milk when I was 11 years old. I had to start milking, and I'll tell you right now, I hated it. Hmm. I was glad when they quit. When they got milk you could buy and not have to milk a cow. Hmm. Seems like now, though, I'd enjoy it if I could get to them.
That's more the good old days that you're talking about.
The good old days.
Yeah.
I've had to get up at 12 o'clock at night and go turn a cow in and milk her. And my grandma, I stayed with her most of my life. And if that cow come out there outside and bawl one time, she'd come, Stella, you better get out there and let that cow in. And I'll milk her because I'll make that calf sick. Go out there in the dark, no lantern. Turn that cow in and milk what I could and get back in the house. And I just hated them.
Mm.
And we milked 21 cows at a time, you know, a day, just by hand.
Mm.
Me and my aunt. And I was a little crazy for learning how. Didn't know what I was going to get into.
I guess not.
Mm. But I got into plenty.
Y'all got plenty of exercise back then, didn't you?
We did. There were no idle minutes, and I'll tell you, it'd be a better world today if...
No TV watching?
If we didn't, that thing didn't take up every minute of young under God. They don't know how to work, and they come in from school, they don't have to bring in no wood or bring in water or nothing else. And it's made a bunch of juveniles, I can tell you, I think I have them as fast.
Yes,
to me, it has.
Well, what about your hogs? Where'd you keep them?
They stayed outside.
Didn't have any pen or anything?
No. Oh, he had a pen there when he wanted to kill one, you know, put out feed and fatten one a few days while they had them pens made and put them in there.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't any stock law and everything run outside.
Yes, ma'am.
Strictly had to have good fences.
Did you ever hear of a fancy place where you could keep your hogs called a hog parlor?
Oh, yeah, I've seen them.
Where do they lie?
Here lately. I don't know. I never did go up there and look. One of my nephews had one up there just above me, but boy, he had it bricked and polished up. But I could see it from the road, but I never did go back there and look. Oh, another boy that had one right there and then about on the road. They're kept real nice.
Mm-hmm. I see. In this part of the country, did people have anybody have a farm where they raised just milk cows and nothing else?
Mm-hmm. Got them yet? We've got one down here, about 5 miles from here, a dairy, well, two or three dairies around here, mm-hmm. where they raise their milk cows and have a kind of like Green Brothers over there, fast.
Yes, ma'am. Well, in the days before you had refrigeration, how did you keep, you know, perishables like milk and butter?
Put it down in the well, with a rope on it, and let it down that well and have cool milk for supper or dinner or whatever. And that butter just set up there and save melt. That's what it'll do. Well, no ice.